Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of Luke the Evangelist, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Their Mission is Our Mission.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him and passed to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick where they are and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Online, there are many ways to help one prepare for a vacation trip. We have seen people preparing to leave before a hurricane or to return home. Political candidates have advanced teams to prepare for rallies or to get out the voter turnout. What struck me today was that Jesus sent disciples on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. His planning to go there was not enough in itself. The disciples were sent there to prepare the hearts of those to whom he would go. Jesus told them what not to bring. "And whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what they set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" Today, we are sent by our baptism to prepare the way of Christ coming to us and to the world. In the war-torn areas of the world, many have sent aid. In the United States, towns and cities have sent help to areas ravaged by hurricanes or other natural disasters in order to help. Others have sent supplies. One survivor in Florida who did not evacuate from Milton had told us about how his neighbors have come together and shared what they had. Food, generated electricity, even clearing their properties and that of those who had evacuated so they would not come home to a total mess. By no means has that exhausted the need or taken away the pain. Today's gospel calls us to prepare the world for the Lord's coming. It is neither easy, mere platitudes, or simply writing a check. Jesus told the disciples to go vulnerably, without purse, bag, or sandals. The gospel calls us to give our whole selves and the Christ we have come to know in our hearts. It is about the love we show that makes the love of God believable. How do we trust God to provide for us as we give what we have to help others in need? God can do more than we can ask or imagine. Are we ready to go out to others in our family, neighborhood, or the larger world? Can we trust that Christ will come to us and through us to others? Let us go forth in hope.